is Going to Kill Me podcast.
The podcast where me and my friends talk about the number one thing that makes our wives want to kill us. Toy collecting.
Shut up!
With Travis Bowles.
I am looking at you two fat bastards right now, and I'm like, there's no way people in America are going hungry.
Well, my son told me today that he didn't like hot dogs. How could you not like wieners? You just keep the wieners coming. What any chance?
Pete McCarthy.
Comes with two sets of hands, because sometimes you need gloves, sometimes you don't. The AIDS epidemic in Africa, hunger in the United States, and not having spare hands.
I just want to destroy villages, and that's all I've ever wanted to do.
And your host, Steve Bisciotti.
Chicks love to show their body off. It's the only thing they got nowadays. But she was married to Roger Rabbit, so she had his last name. She obviously wasn't going to hyphenate because she's a real woman.
So what if a favorite toy just happened to be half-naked muscular men? Okay, everybody, it is Force Friday. We are sitting here in front of Toys R Us, ready to penetrate the walls and get in there and get some damn Star Wars toys. And by we, I mean, of course, myself, Steve Bisciotti, and along with me is Travis Bowles and Chris Hobby Lobby Middle Camp. Even though he hates it, it just keeps on coming.
It's proper because Hobby Lobby is right down the road, right? Right in the parking lot here.
You could throw a stone and hit Hobby Lobby. So yeah, we're sitting here in our chairs. We got them set round table style. We're all facing each other, and we're having a fantastic time. Trav, what do you think of this so far?
As usual, nothing too exciting going on. I will say we were beat this time. Someone beat us. There's one person online ahead of us. We haven't had the opportunity to talk to him because he's been on his phone the whole time. I don't know if he's actually talking to someone. He might just be faking to avoid talking to us, which I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't blame him at all. We roll up. You know, Chris rolled in, probably looked like a creeper, sitting alone in his car, just snacking on McDonald's, okay? I roll up, two small boys get out of the back of my car, and immediately just go running down the road. Steve pulls in, no shoes, just his white socks, and his two wonderful little girls, which this is the third year in a row that we've done this, isn't it?
It's Claire's first.
No, I think Claire's been here once before, haven't you? Never. Oh my gosh, Claire. He's actually bringing you in on this. You're part of the family now. Yeah, give me five. So, I'm excited about this. The manager came out and talked to us already. And Chris did point something out to me. We can see product from the window. So in a few seconds here, I'm going to put my face right up against it, like the special kid, and I'm going to be checking out that stuff. So I'm excited. It's going to be fun. What do you think, Chris? Are you excited about this experience?
It's always an adventure. You never know what you're going to walk into, right?
And that is the truth. We've never really, I'd say, scored big. Did we?
Yeah.
Okay, last year was good. Right. Last year was good. So that was fun. Kind of excited about that part of it. Just had another gentleman join us here in line. So it's getting crazy. There's somebody sitting in the car just watching. Hopefully they're coming to shop, not just creep on us. But I'm excited. You excited, Steven?
The creeps of Muskegon are showing up, and it's going to be I think we're going to see all kinds. What are we out? We're only about 50 minutes away from actual doors opening up. Usually the last half hour, it seems that they start kind of get a slow trickle every couple, 5 minutes. You get a new guy walking up. Then there's the people that sit out in the parking lot in their vehicles. They walk up as soon as the doors open. We've kind of become pros at this. We know exactly what's going to happen. You know, the line is a little weird. Everybody's kind of looking sideways at each other, sizing each other up, seeing if things throw down, who's going to end up in first place. Actually, none of that's happening. That's all bullshit.
How you doing?
I am totally excited about this. I think I do this more for the experience than the actual get anything. It's always a fun time, I think. But I kind of hope I walk away with a Jedi Luke, Force Awakens Luke, I should say. And I guess Last Jedi Luke.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what if I get that figure, I guess I'll be happy. I don't really need anything else. Chris, what do you got to get?
The only thing I'm really looking for in there is a Hera, 6-inch, maybe a Thrawn. Other than that.
Yeah, Thrawn, I didn't even think of, forgot about Thrawn. I at this point in my brain, he's a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and I keep forgetting it's a possibility.
Well, the degree is actually supposed to be shipped too. That was the Toys R Us San Diego exclusive that they had. About a month ago.
I think all three of us got that.
Yeah. Yep. But they're supposed to be restocking it, so.
So yeah. I think there's, you know, actually I think General Leia's kind of cool.
It's Wave 2 though.
Oh, it is? See, I don't even know. I'm a toy podcast, and I don't know what's going on.
Leia, Maz Kanata, Poe, the Finn, and the, like, Imperial. That's all Wave 2.
So last year, I remember there was things like we had the Stormtrooper helmet, and I don't know of anything that's like that this year.
There's a Poe helmet, I think.
Oh, like the X-Wing helmet?
Yeah, I think that's what it is. I haven't seen it. I've read it on the list on YakFace.com.
Ah, well, cool. That could be a cool one, actually. I don't know if is it going to be like it's going to be $70 or so.
Well, I don't know if it's from the first movie or if it's from the new one. So, don't know.
Interesting. We were just talking too about. Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's here. It is the eve of Force Friday, and we haven't seen a trailer. We haven't really seen anything but that first trailer, and I'm kind of feeling like I got to see something soon, or I'm going to bust. You know, I think at this time last year we had seen more than just a trailer, even for Rogue One.
I think they might have let something go at like San Diego, but on Force Friday they have to release something. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and bigger than Force Friday, it's also Chris's birthday tomorrow. So happy birthday, Chris!
Thank you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that. I'm just really getting excited for this movie. I think that this has the potential to be the best Star Wars ever. That's a lot of that's big shoes to fill.
Do you think that they're going to stay away from another Death Star type thing, or do you think they're going to rehash that again?
No, if they're going to, I think we're going to start off. Here's what I think: we're going to start off on an ice planet. It's called. It's not Hoth. It's something else, and. After our heroes escape a near brush with the First Order, we're going to cut to Rey learning to be a Jedi, and her friends are going to get in trouble, and she's going to leave Luke too soon. He's going to tell her, don't go, and she's going to be like, I'm going, and she's going to rush into battle with Kylo Ren. Things are going to go south. And she's going to find out that Kylo Ren is her father. That's what I think is going to happen in this one. That's just a guess.
No. No.
God, I hope not. You know, no Death Stars because we didn't have a Death Star in Empire Strikes Back. So that's not going to happen. They're going to do something new and original like I just described. Claire? You excited to be here?
Yes.
Yeah? Why did you want to come?
Because I wanted to see if there was any toys I liked here.
Oh yeah, what kind of toys?
Like Princess Leia or Rey.
Princess Leia or Rey? Nice. What are you going to do if you see a Princess Leia or Rey?
I'm going to ask you to buy it for me.
You're going to ask me to buy it for... I don't have any money. I've got money for my own collection. You got to find your way to, you know, get your own stuff. You can't just sponge off me. How old are you?
9.
You're 9 years old. I didn't have to just ask her because I didn't know. I knew, but I just wanted her to say it. You're 9 years old. You can start collecting your own stuff with your own money now.
I don't have the money.
Well, it's time to get a job. So, where's my other daughter? Oh, she ran off over there. Walking up. Look at her. Sweatpants. Looks like a hobo. 2 more people also walked up. Nice. Katie, come here. You're a veteran. You've done this how many times now? You did it last year, right?
Yeah.
Did you come to the first one with me with the Force Awakens?
Yeah.
When we got the Kylo Ren poster?
Yep.
So this is your third Force Friday-ish event, right?
Yeah.
You think this one's going to be as good as the last two?
I don't know.
You don't know? How good was the last two? Okay, this is weird. How old are you? You're 13, right?
Yeah.
I got a 13-year-old daughter, and she doesn't shut up. When she at home a lot. Well, she's either doing two things. She's either yapping or she's in her room hiding. And for long periods of time, we don't see her. But then when I ask her questions, I get yes and no answers. You know, but if it's kind of weird. I want you to talk about this.
I don't know.
All right.
Well, Kane went to the first one, didn't he?
Kane? Kane's been around.
Yeah, I did.
Come here, Kane. Kane's stepping up. Kane, how many Force Fridays is this for you?
3.
Do you think your dad's a good dad?
No.
No, you had to think about it though. You didn't just answer that. You don't think your dad, why isn't your dad a good dad?
I don't know.
You have no reason? You think he's kind of a good dad, but kind of not?
Yeah, he spends too much money on toys.
What? What?
Yeah, but then you get to play with the toys and it's all good.
What's your name? What's your name?
River.
River? Is your last name Phoenix?
No.
No?
Morrison. Irish.
Irish Mike.
You're Irish?
I'm Irish.
Okay.
Let's go to Texas Roadhouse.
Now they just walked away because... No, go ahead. It's done. You're good.
Okay, fine.
I might have had more questions, but go ahead. A bunch of knuckleheads. This next generation is really something.
Hey.
So, all right. Well, we've got you up to date. What's that?
Interview.
Oh, I'm sure we're going to talk to some more people.
Yeah, I got some people to talk.
All right. Got some more people to talk to. Here you go, Trav.
All right. So, I'm trying to recruit people in line here. We're up to now, not counting our offspring because they don't really count. Us three, the first guy in line still is talking to who knows. Fourth gentleman, and then two guys that are brave enough to talk. I want you guys to know, no one listens to this. All right, so you don't have to be worried about it. But you guys are both from Muskegon, you said, right?
Yeah.
All right, great. So why don't you go ahead and just introduce yourselves, okay?
Hi, I'm Ryan, and I'm from Muskegon. This is my first Force Friday.
Nice. Hi, I'm Anthony. This is my first Force Friday, I guess.
Awesome. So how old are you guys?
18.
Nice. So young. So I am about to be 40, which makes me feel really old. But so you guys are, let's say you probably got into Star Wars, and we're talking like, we're talking about the prequels, right?
Well, I was introduced to the originals first, then the prequels. So,
gotcha. Yeah.
I wasn't really introduced to any of the other stuff until later in life. kind of.
Yeah, same here. My father was super big into Star Wars, and he introduced me to the original trilogy. And then I have fond memories of me when I was like 6 or 7 going to watch Attack of the Clones, and I just loved it. So, I mean, it's great.
See, it's fun when we talk to the younger generations, because we watched, and I shouldn't say we, because Steve saw, what was the first one? What was...
Return of the Jedi was...
No. What was the, of the prequels, what was the first one called again?
Oh, The Phantom Menace, yeah.
Phantom Menace, and Steven saw that in the theater how many times, Steven?
7.
7 times. Yeah. Okay. So Steven loves all Star Wars. It does not matter. I saw... The Phantom Menace once in the theater, and I don't think I ever watched it again. I did like the next one was Attack of the Clones, right?
You like that?
I actually like parts of that. I like the clones aspect. But anyway, so it's
like Padme's dress.
Oh yeah. So it's fun when we talk to younger guys, because they'll talk about how, like, we got a great example. Our one buddy is 22, and he talks about how much he loved the pod races in Phantom Menace. And I'm like, oh my gosh, that was awful. But I totally get it. So, okay, what are you guys after here today?
Some Black Series 6-inch figures. I don't really know yet, see what they got.
Do you collect them right now?
Yeah, I have a few back at home. So, I mean, I'm trying to start a bigger collection. So.
Nice. And you, sir?
I'm looking for anything. I've never been to one of these, so I don't really collect these yet. And might be something I might be into.
Awesome. So, you know, if you're not comfortable answering this, you don't have to, but how much money did you bring to spend tonight?
I have what's in my bank account, which is like $250.
Nice.
$20, maybe I'm on a budget.
I totally get it, you know. I am, I'm an idiot, so I just spend like crazy. But I'm right, like, now I'm on this, like, my wife is like, you know, you only have about this much to spend, so you probably should. So I'm like, oh yeah, okay. So I took double that. But I'm in the situation where last year, I think I might've spent $200 here. Easy. Tonight I don't plan on spending more than 100, which I'm a Black Series guy too. So, I mean, $100 means 5 figures tops. And, but what I will say, what we've found, everything you get here tonight, you can get in a week.
Yeah.
You know, right. It's really, that's kind of how the way it works. And so you don't really have to go in there and go crazy, although it's fun kind of going crazy.
Oh, yeah. Like I said, I do this for the experience. It's fun to get out with my friends and hang out in front of the store, interview you, find folks. And that's the reason I do this. I mean, you can still find... figures from the first Force Friday 2 years ago hanging on the pegs right now.
And buy them for clearance prices.
Yeah.
A lot less than what we paid for.
There's nothing to get excited about or push anybody or get all wound up for here, in my opinion.
Right. Well, you know, it's nice talking to you guys. I wish you the best of luck. I just don't want you to have more luck than me, of course.
Before I go, I got to ask you one Star Wars question that's going to really test your knowledge to see how big of a fan you are. And I want to ask you, who is hotter, Rey or Finn?
Oh, that's a hard question. I'm going to have to go with Rey.
Are you? All right.
Yeah.
Admirable.
Yeah.
I totally went with Finn, but I get it. let me see, for you, a Star Wars question to really test your knowledge. Do you really think Maz Kanata and Chewbacca have hooked up?
I mean, it's Star Wars, so it possibly, but I wouldn't be surprised if it came out that they have a kid somewhere, so I mean.
And who's on top?
Chewbacca.
That's what I, you got it right. Yep. Awesome. Thank you. Thank you very much. And, we going on, or?
No, he said no. He said no, thanks.
He said no. All right. We've got a no-go, so... All right, we'll be back. All right, 6 minutes out, Chris. I'm about ready to pee my damn pants.
Dude, it's cold.
It's cold.
Travis, you're still sitting in your chair.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're 5 minutes out. You gonna get up soon or not?
I will get up when you say they're coming to open the door. That is the only time I will get out of my chair.
So I'm just not gonna tell them that, and I'm gonna walk right past them. So. All right. 6 minutes away. 5 minutes away.
What are you buying, Steve? What are you buying?
I already said I'm going after Luke. If I can find myself a Luke, I'm gonna take one.
Okay.
What are you gonna buy? Is there anything?
There's nothing. I'm gonna go look at the Marvel Legends.
Yeah, sounds like a good plan. So it's a misdirect.
I can't think of anything. The red guards are not in this wave, are they?
I don't remember.
Yeah, if the red guards are in it, I will definitely buy at least one of those.
What about a stormtrooper? Are you gonna get another stormtrooper? You've only got about probably 30 right now.
I have decided, and actually I've trimmed that down quite a bit. I will not buy a stormtrooper. I said I was gonna buy one, and Chris gave me a dirty look, and that made me realize, yes, I have a problem. I'm not buying a stormtrooper.
That's what made you realize you had a problem. Wow.
Yes, I'm glad Chris is here because he is always a very positive influence on my collecting. So, kids.
All right.
Come on.
We'll be back after. All right, we are actually in the store. There was very, very little. Chris grabbed, trying to find him right now, he grabbed 3 figures. General Leia, that Red Guard, I can't think of its name right now, and a Gree. Another gentleman grabbed a couple other new ones, and that's all there was. Or is. What'd you find? Travis found a Maz Kanata. Good find. I'm not seeing a skid this year.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
So.
Chris got some good ones.
Chris did.
Yeah. See a couple people that look like they're happy to find some Grease. So. One of the guys said that those are selling for like $60 online. I don't know if that's really true. But
wow.
But if they are, there's another one over there.
Looks like if I'm going to find anything cool, it's going to be at a different store than Toys R Us, because I've got absolutely nothing. But the posters are cool. I like that poster.
I like the Kylo Ren one.
The poster is a...
Is it a little heavy for
it? It's some AT-ATs, and they're pretty awesome. But...
Yeah, for you.
All right, maybe more later.
Okay, then go give it to somebody or go put it back.
Well, Trav, that's about it. I think I might pick up this Kylo Ren I got here. You got nothing in your hands.
No, I had Maz Kanata. And you know what? I really don't. I don't really care for the character, and I really don't like the figure that much. So putting that back, somebody else is going to walk in here and just be like absolutely shocked because there's some Wave 2 figures. And I might regret it when we find out that the Wave 2 stuff wasn't supposed to get released and it's selling for $80. But I'm not going to sell anything on eBay anyway, so.
Maybe we're wrong. Maybe they were doing... I think one guy... I overheard one guy saying that they were releasing both waves on waves today. Maybe he knows something we don't.
Yeah. Don't surprise me. I mean, we are idiots.
Speak for yourself. I'm pretty smart. No. Well... Force Friday is usually what it is. It was a fun time waiting outside.
Yeah, and that's why I came. You know what? There was nothing. I didn't see anything like that I had to have. Praetorian Guard was probably the only thing I really for sure would have bought. And what do you know? Hobby Lobby's little greasy hands got around it before I got back here. And besides that, there's nothing I really... The Luke would have been cool. I agree with you. But whatever. But I wanted to come hang out, and that was the fun part.
We'll find him. Yeah, so I think I might skedaddle, and you're going to hang out here because you kind of have a hunch that maybe something else will show up. And I'm going to probably run to North Muskegon Meijer and check that out.
I think that's a good call. Chris is going across the road to the Meijer that's right here. I might hit my Walmart on the way home. But I doubt I'm even going to do that. I can do that tomorrow morning. No one else will do that.
Right. All right. Well, that's going to be a wrap for the My Wife is Going to Kill Me crew on Force Friday. We'll see you in the toy aisle.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Yeah.